Chapter 29. Inside the Maw Cluster. The large spinning cylinder, ringed by a dozen attached tubes that had been Sinkhole Station, was nowhere to be seen. All that was left of the enormous station and those beings who had lived on it, if you could call mind-walking living, was chunks of debris. Huge pieces of what were once the gray-white domes, looking like broken eggshells, hung in the icy cold of space with flotsam and jetsam that were once vessels of all varieties. They were not close enough yet to see bodies, but bodies there would be as well. In addition to managing his own shock, Luke attempted to send calm to the rest of the fleet, even as he continued to maneuver the shadow. He sensed the astonishment and almost affront of the Sith, as if they were offended that anything would dare get in the way of their plans.
"It's just gone," Ben said quietly.
It was stating the obvious, but the shocked silence had to be broken. "Detecting no life signs, no infrared," Luke said. "Whatever happened to it did a fine job of destroying it completely." Vistara was silent. Ben glanced at her over his shoulder.
"This wasn't anything you did, was it?"
She had been staring, wide-eyed, as they had been. But now she snorted derisively.
"Oh, of course. I planted a bomb that was able to blow apart the entire station, but was unable to escape from two Jedi. Right."
Ben flushed.
"Sorry. Just really shocked, you know?"
She seemed slightly mollified.
"Yeah, I know. I am too. This does seem the sort of thing Jedi would do rather than Sith. Destroy technology rather than let bad people have it."
"Oh, trust me. We wouldn't want to destroy this," Ben said.
Luke shot him a quick look.
"Oh? Why not?"
Vistara asked. A bright flash of light caught Luke's eye.
"Blast it," he said. "Who among your Sith is foolish enough to keep going into this mess?"
Sure enough, a pair of the Chase Master frigates had decided to ignore what seemed to Luke as common sense, and instead had moved forward at far too great a speed to negotiate such a debris field. Doubtless the hapless captain was hoping to score points with Talon by gathering some information, or perhaps looting a body. Daring, but foolish. Luke, Ben, and Vistara watched as, too late, the frigate realized its mistake and tried to avoid a collision.